So full disclosure, I missed the exact moment the city turned the lights on for the first time. But a pack of elementary school boys was all too happy to recreate their reaction.
Heck yeah!
That's Chris Cropley, Joshua McGraw, Tyson Bartolaba, Dylan Solser, and Leon Barclay joyfully tossing their scooters into the air.
Wait, that was your reaction to them turning the lights on?
Yeah.
Why did you react so strongly?
Because like we thought it was gonna like be darker and stuff, but it's actually really lighter, and now we can see better.
So we always had to leave at like 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Not even. Yeah. I get two. Like three.
The four LED lights are bright enough to light the bowl, a concrete oasis for those on wheels. And with the sun setting earlier these winter months, the addition of lights buys the skaters hours of time and parents some peace of mind. This is Jane Bradley.
The kids hate the winter because it gets dark, and I'm like, well, it's dark out, we can't go certain places, but this I am comfortable with. It's well lit, and we can see it even from the road side. So.
The lights were installed by the city's public works and electric departments with multiple permits from the State Department of Conservation. That's because the park was built near an old turnaround for amphibious planes. Nowadays, skater Kevin David says that turnaround skate park is the place where he pushes himself in positive ways.
Learn new stuff and like push out my boundaries and pretty much like set a goal.
Where would you be if the skate park wasn't around?
I don't know. Probably just hanging out with some bad people if like park wasn't here, because like the park gets a bad rep, but it's not a bad place.
David is talking about the fact that in recent years, non-skating adults have gathered at the park to drink or smoke. It's unnerved skaters and parents, many of whom filed complaints with the Sitka Police Department. 2 years ago, Lieutenant Lance Ewers began pushing for the installation of video cameras, but he's even more confident that finally installing lights will help prevent future crime.
So by putting the lights in combination with the cameras, we could give that skate park back to what it was originally designed to be, a safe place for children to hang out and have a good time and in a nice, safe environment.
Right now, the lights are illuminated 24 hours a day, though Ewers says they may run on a timer in the future. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.